Well, we have a guest joining us here in studio this morning. We're going to talk, well, health. We're going to talk healthy this morning with Teddy Grinberg, who's in with us this morning. Teddy is the Cass County Wellness Coordinator. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. We're going to talk Live Healthy Iowa this morning and the healthy challenge that's going on very, very soon. In fact, only, about a week or so for folks to get signed up for the challenge this year. Are you getting some good results so far?
I am. People are getting out there, and I have a number of teams signed up already that I can see under my Cass County umbrella.
Are you getting a lot of returners from last year?
Absolutely. I think a lot of the workplaces, the work sites, do this on a regular basis, and I see team names that I saw from last year already signed up bright and early.
You know, there are a lot of people that decide after the first of the year with their resolutions that they're going to lose weight, get healthier, exercise more, eat right, all those kinds of things. And it usually crashes and burns, it seems like, for a lot of folks. They just don't have the good support system put together to really stick it out and make it work. But this 10-week challenge, it's just 10 weeks. It gives you a chance to create some new habits, and it makes you it gives you an opportunity to do this and make progress with friends.
Absolutely. And a little competition, too, in the state and actually, you know, in community to community. It's just a good way for people to actually support each other. You get to sign up for your activity or your weight loss percentage or a combination and track it online. Makes it very easy for you to do little incremental changes or big changes, whatever you want to do. And your team can do whatever competition they want to do with friends or other teams in the work site that they may be involved with. It's kind of fun.
You know, some folks, when they decide to make a change, they're slaves to the scale. They get on and they look down at their weight, and that's a tough way sometimes to go. Does this give you the flexibility to not have to get bad news in the morning?
I guess it does. You know, you're still going to be, if you're involved in the weight loss challenge, you're obviously going to be doing your weight loss. But, you know, the encouragement that I would say when you're working on these things is a little bit at a time. You don't have to make monumental changes, and you probably don't need to. Just the fact that you do it on a regular basis for 10 weeks will help you establish some habits or break some habits maybe that you have already in place that are bad ones.
You know, that's the thing. Sometimes people think if they're going to get involved in this, it's a sweeping lifestyle change. And it doesn't have to be. It can be just little tweaks here and there.
No, we are not the biggest loser. We don't expect anybody to come on and lose, you know, 150 pounds or change things in, you know, overnight. It's a process. And what we want, and what especially Healthy Cass County wants, is a healthier population overall. It's good for us. It's good for our state and our country. And we just want to start getting everybody's awareness up. And this is a fun way to do it with your friends.
Yeah, absolutely. It starts January 28th. It runs through April 5th. Now, it is a team event. So get your teams organized. It can be a group of what? Friends or family or coworkers?
Absolutely. And you wouldn't even have to all be at the same location. You can be in different areas if you sign up with the same Cass County code. It doesn't matter, and you know, you're tracking things online, and you can even track things through your team captain. Say you're gone for a few days, your team captain can sign in for you and track things too. There's a window of time. Oh, you forgot to track last Thursday. You know, it's past this week. You've got time to track it that way. They don't make it hard. They make it very easy for you to keep up on it and go back to it.
How many are in a team?
You can have 2 to 10 members, and you sign up, and there's some advantages to being a team member. You get T-shirts with your registration amount, and you also get one of a number of different publications for a year. You get to choose online which publication you want. One thing that I think is really neat, and they've been enhancing it each year, is the website. You go on, and there's all sorts of different options for tracking. You can track your activity and look at different options for activities. Say you've been really kind of in that rut, don't know how to do it. Oh, I've got time and I'd like to do maybe some strength training when I'm not used to it. They've got all sorts of videos and actual workouts listed for you to try. They've got the section where you can look up recipes. And not only is it simply a recipe, it has obviously nutritional information, but it also has the grocery list for it, and even has an option for you to sign in with your local grocery store where you shop to see what items on that list are on sale. It could not be easier. And then they have an option for looking at your daily intake, and you can actually track what you're eating and the calories. This is something that usually you pay a lot of money for online. It's one of those tools that you can track, and you can do it, and you can, even once the challenge is over, you'll be able to utilize that site.
Now, there is a cost for this. However, it's a lot less expensive and really offers a lot of the different types of things that some of the popular weight loss plans offer.
Absolutely. The cost is $20 per person, but if you use a Hy-Vee discount coupon, it's only $15 a person. Those are still available, I believe, online. You can go to Hy-Vee website, and I think under the Health tab, you can find where the code is. They have some at some of the Hy-Vees, too, you can check out. There are only 40,000, though, that are going to be offered. And usually by this time, this last week or so before the challenge, last weekend, last year, they ran out. So keep that in mind. If you're counting on that $15, probably need to get out there and get that going.
Don't wait around.
Yeah.
Now, it's an adult process here, what we've been talking about. But this year, you know, we talk so much about getting kids active, getting them involved and stuff. They are actually offering a Live Healthy Iowa Kids program as well.
They are. The teams are set up in a little different way. 5 to 30 kids on a team, and they need an adult that's part of that team too, that will be the correspondent via email. But they're going to track a little differently. They're going to track activity mainly, and some nutrition things, and they're also going to even track screen time. So some of those things that are contributing to our children maybe not being as healthy as they have been in years past, and developing some better habits, getting out and working on their activity minutes in a day.
Might be some eye-openers there.
Might be very much so.
Both for the student, the youngsters, and their parents.
Absolutely.
Sometimes
Absolutely.
I don't think we realize how much time there is, or how little time there is spent actually doing something active these days.
That's true.
You know, there are so many options for kids in our day. You couldn't keep us indoors. It rained and Mom didn't want us around because we whined all summer. What are we going to do? It's raining. We can't go out and play.
You're absolutely right. Things have changed a lot. And just a lot of parents are afraid to even send their kids out in the environment. They're not sure it's safe, so they keep them in and they keep them safe. But you're not doing a lot of favors when you just keep your kids from the activity.
Yeah, get them out there. Get them doing something, bouncing
Absolutely.
Around, having some fun, meeting some people,
Absolutely.
Not just texting and emailing back and forth. It's nice to see people face-to-face again, too. It's real easy to sign up here. There's no charge for the children's program, correct?
I don't think so.
Okay. Free program there, and they can do that. You do need an adult team captain, though, someone to help kind of keep them on track. So if you want to help out with that, maybe it's your turn to, maybe you can skip driving in the carpool this week by doing that instead, huh? That would be easy. Well, great. This is all, it's easy to sign up for all of this.
Absolutely. You go online to the first page, it says sign up. And it walks you through how to sign up. Your team captain has to sign you up, and you'll need some basic information. They usually need your T-shirt size and your publication that you want. And then, the team captain will have to pay for the whole team using a credit card. But other than that, you know, then after that's been established, individuals can go on and create their profile. You can communicate with your own team members. You can communicate with other people. They make it very easy.
Now, are we involved in that Community Cup Challenge again this year here in Cass County?
We are. It makes it easy to track when everybody uses a special group ID code. It is LHICASS, Live Healthy Iowa Cass. And that way we can see as a group how we do. You know, I don't know if it's realistic for us to expect to challenge, you know, some of the counties or the corporations in Iowa, but it's a good place for us to start to see where we are going and how we improve each year. And it's exciting for us to see that there is a high level of involvement.
Well, if you're one that maybe has wanted to do something to kind of change your life in a positive way here, especially with the resolution season upon us, but really didn't know how, or you just don't feel motivated enough to do it by yourself, this might be just the thing.
Absolutely. It gives you a lot of support and a lot of encouragement, a lot of ideas if you're kind of dried up in your idea bed. It's just a good way to get out and support your community and start to change your lifestyle. Let's get healthier.
Okay. And Teddy, you have an office here at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. So
I do.
If folks have any questions about the program or concerns at all about how to get organized, they just give you a call?
Absolutely.
Very
Absolutely.
Good.
Thank you.
243-3934, the number there at the YMCA. Teddy Grinberg, thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Jim.